Official Orlando Podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Melody.
Who knows if we'll even hear those two intros? Probably not. We have stuff to talk about.
Why do you sound like this?
Because this is the second time we're doing this.
Oh. Then why do you sound just as tired as the first time?
Because I'm tired.
Oh my word. Summary.
We ate food at Universal.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, that's it. That's the episode. Bye-bye. Small talk?
You had small talk yesterday.
I did. Do you have any more small talk since yesterday? We got a picture frame.
I got a picture frame.
I got a picture frame.
No, you put no effort in getting the picture frame. All you did was put it up.
I okayed the purchase. I then hung the picture frame.
Ooh. And then I selected 157 pictures to go on the picture frame.
You did not. I selected 30 of those, so you selected 120.
Huh?
Huh?
What do you mean you selected?
I put in 30.
Why did you pick that picture?
I picked a lot of pictures. You're going to have to elaborate. It's fitting. If anybody's wondering, it's just Melody sitting on the couch staring meanly at me, but it's very zoomed in. What now?
Whatever.
What? What'd you find?
No, it's just the same picture.
Did you find the other thing that I put in there?
There was another annoying picture in there?
It's Universal related.
What does that mean?
It's what it means.
It's not loading.
You'll find it eventually.
Ugh. Oh, it's an electronic photo frame.
Yes, we got an electronic photo frame. Because she is too lazy to just, you know, print out the photos herself.
That costs more in the long run.
So, what if the power goes out? You don't have any of your photos.
Small talk is now over.
Small talk is not over. On our way home last night.
Oh.
I figured out how... So, I took a nap on the way home.
Oh.
Yes. And I told Melody, hey, I'm going to take a nap now. And then she begrudgingly said, okay. I put it down halfway. No, I don't even think you knew I took a nap.
I kind of figured you were falling asleep.
I mean, I put the seat down, which you apparently didn't even hear me do.
I might have, like, heard you shuffle. I was more focused on the road because there was really, really heavy traffic.
Yes. So anyways, sorry. She hates it when I do that. She hates it when I live.
That's going to be kept in now then because of it.
You... Makes sense. So I woke up with like 30 minutes left in our trip and then she goes, oh, you were asleep? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to go back to sleep. And then you begrudgingly let me go back to sleep. But then I was like, you know what? Can my seat go down further? I figured out it can go all the way down. It hit the bottom. I'm like, please don't break. It did not break.
Good.
Anyways, moving on.
Socials.
Oh, yes.
We're on Instagram and Twitter /X. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram. And on Twitter /X, you can find us at Another UO Pod.
Cool. So we went to Universal yesterday.
And Nick just nearly dropped his phone.
Yes, I did. Good job. So we'll give you a little bit of a trip report. Because
it was a very busy day.
It was a little
day.
Different than a normal day.
Mm-hmm.
Left the house at 6 a.m. because it takes about an hour to get there. Got there at 7 a.m. Proceeded to go on the pass holder entrance line and sit there and wait for an hour. We expected to be let in before the normal crowd because...
It's happened to us before.
It's happened to us before where we get there and then they start scanning in the pass holders before they do the opening ceremony for the park. And they kind of like hold us at a certain spot and then...
kind of like at the pillars.
Yeah. And then when they open the park, they let all the pass holders go and then they start scanning in normal people.
Mm-hmm.
They did not do that this time.
No.
They just let everybody in all at the same time.
10 minutes early.
10 minutes early. But since we were, you know, halfway back in the line, not half, we were like 20 people back from the front.
Not too far, but...
Not too far, but...
Enough where by the time we got through, a lot of people have been let through.
Yeah. So... My normal plan of getting on Hagrid's and only, you know, taking the time it takes to walk through the queue to get onto the ride, it took us about 20 minutes to get onto the ride.
Mm.
After Hagrid's, we went on... No, she's shaking her head.
This is why we have notes.
I don't follow directions.
On the way to Hagrid's.
Oh, yes, that's you.
On the way to Hagrid's, there was a family that had, like, two older kids, like, probably around, like, 8, 10-ish. And they had, like, a really large wagon stroller type thing. This is relevant. Anyway, they were in, like, the same pass holder line as us, so I think we just noticed them beforehand, just 'cause. But on the way there, they happened to be in front of us still while walking through the park. And then we see them just randomly pull off to the side, leave their stroller thingy by Hop and Pop, the ice cream place, and then just continue on and trying to rush even more to Hagrid's. We're like, oh.
Yep. They just okay. Abandoned their stroller. Their wagon stroller.
And I was like, oh, I didn't realize Hagrid's is that important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
By the time we got off Hagrid's, it was already at 120 minutes.
50.
150.
It went down 120 a little later.
Yeah. Anyways, got off Hagrid's. Good ride. Went on Velocicoaster, expecting it to be a 25-minute wait. And then, no, 45.
It was about, yeah, it said it was about, it said like 45. 40.
Yeah. We go outside into the extended queue.
Very short extended queue.
Still, it was the extended queue.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, this isn't 45 minutes. Looked on the app, and now it said 65.
Oh. We were in line for, what, 35 minutes, maybe?
Probably. Probably 40.
But we also waited in the front row
line. Well, that, I'm not counting that.
Oh.
Once I'm there, I don't count it. That was probably another 10 minutes.
I am proud of Nick.
Oh, yes.
I got him to put his hands up for the Mosasaurus roll.
Never again.
Describe how it felt.
Terrible.
Nope.
I felt like I was gonna die.
Why?
Scary. Spooky.
So there's no specific kind of reason?
No, I didn't get that feeling of being flung out like you stated.
Okay. I feel like I'm gonna be launched right into the water.
It's not good.
No, it's because it's the way it spins you. I feel like it's just gonna go whoop and you just...
One day it is gonna do that.
Well, you put your hands up once, you don't have to do it again. I will, because it's more fun.
Good for you. I will never do it again. That was spooky.
Hmm.
Moving on. Now I need to consult the notes, because I don't remember.
We rode Spider-Man.
Yes, did Spider-Man. Went over to Studios around 10 o'clock. Got on Rip Ride Rocket, because we saw it was only, what, a 15-minute wait?
Yeah.
Which... It was. Did that.
We were confused at first in the line. Because we were watching the videos expecting to make fun of the whole Asta thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't.
No, they didn't.
It was like, let's hit it. And then it just cut off and then would replay the video after that. We're like, oh, I guess they took that away. That's weird. But then once you get to the stair steps that lead up to the train loading area.
That's when they started saying it.
And I was like, oh, never mind. I guess they just...
Maybe people were complaining.
It's a weird thing to complain about, though.
No, it's not. They say hosta every, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah, but they also say, let's hit it.
It gets annoying.
Yeah, because it's a short clip that's played in an area that you're going to be standing in for a long time.
Anyway, so I did the secret menu. I got my song, but you...
Mine didn't work.
Did not.
Even though I pressed enter.
So you got the screen to come up. You typed in your number.
I clicked enter. I got the doo-doo-doo sound that sounded like a confirmation. I turned and asked, like, okay, I made a sound, but, like, the screen didn't change. And you're like, is the number showing?
You when you were on it, you did not say your screen didn't change.
Oh. Well, I only had, like, 10 seconds to tell you that the screen didn't change. But whatever, you're like, it's a number there. I was like, technically, yes, because I typed it in. It didn't go away when I clicked enter.
If you would have said all that, I would have said hit enter again.
I was worried that if it was working, if I had hit enter, it would make it not work anymore.
That's not how that works.
Well, that's what happened.
Okay, moving on.
We started getting the food after that.
Yes. Went over to the...
But we decided to get drinks first.
Can I talk? You are going out of line because we went over to the Canada booth And then I proceeded to buy 4 Mardi Gras cards.
Yes.
It was expensive.
And we proceed to also forget to get an extra food card.
Yes, we were going to get one more and we forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So I proceeded to get 4 cards of the pass holder one, the 120 for spend 120, get 150. Really good deal.
Because we're saving, in the long run, $120 plus all the discounts with our pass.
Well, you would get that even if I just used my credit card.
Yes.
You're saving $120.
Yes, but we spent a lot.
I look at it as I was going to spend that money no matter what. Ish, probably, maybe, hopefully.
And with that, and they don't have like expiration dates, right?
Yeah, they don't have expiration dates. I can use it in City Walk. I can use it in the park.
So spend a lot at one time, but get a really good discount.
Yeah.
Instead of spending less in like shorter amount of times, but still ending up spending more.
Pretty much. It lets me get $120 worth of food for free. So theoretically, if you look at it, the first day we went, I technically ate for free.
Yeah, because we paid $10. We had like $20 left on the card.
Hopefully. I did put some tips on the card.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can tip on the Mardi Gras cards.
But it would have taken it out, wouldn't it?
Not immediately. It goes through once they do it at the end of the day.
Okay.
Because they have to manually put it in.
Then what would have happened if you ran out on the card?
I don't know.
Do they not get tipped?
Probably not.
Oh. Well.
That's one thing I hate about tipping on the Mardi Gras card.
Well, we had money left over, so it would be fine.
Yep.
Anyway.
Anyways.
We didn't get any food at the Canada location.
Anyway, so we started in... Is this an order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we were going to meet up with the explorers.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the whole reason for the trip. They messaged us one day. They're like, hey, you going to Mardi Gras? And we're like... In my mind, I'm like,
oh yeah,
I forgot about that.
We were going to, but forgot to actually plan a day to go.
Yep. So we were like, they gave us a list of days they were going to be there. And one of the days was a Sunday. I'm like, oh, okay, we'll go on that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a plan, came down on the Sunday, and we started in Colombia.
We also purposely tried to get drinks first so that we could eat food with the explorers later.
Yeah, so the plan was to try food together. And then they wanted to sleep in, so they told us to start eating food.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we were already near India.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the beginning, they hadn't responded yet, so we're like, we might as well just try some of the drinks that are on our list. So, the first one we tried was at Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the... You're going to say that.
Agua panela.
Sure. You think it tastes like sweet tea?
Yes. Well, what do you mean I thought? You thought it, too.
It's true. I did.
And then when we first recorded this yesterday, because
mm-hmm.
we were tired, we thought it would be super smart to record the night of,
uh-huh.
right after our trip. And then this morning, I was thinking about it, I was like, we sound dead. We should probably re-record that.
Probably.
But in that podcast, or
episode,
deleted footage, whatever.
Subscribe to our...
I'm not posting anything of us sounding dead and tired. We learned that in the drink it was, I wrote Pamela, that can't be right. I think it's Panela.
Panela.
I think it auto-corrected. But Panela sugar. Because we were like, it's sugar water. Why did it look like sweet tea?
Yeah.
So we looked up the sugar and it's like a brown.
It's like a cane sugar.
A brown cane sugar. So like brown, not brown sugar, but like whatever. It's a browner sugar. It makes the water brown.
You're good?
No.
Let's just move on.
But it was very good.
Yes, it was.
It tasted like sweet tea. I love sweet tea. Good.
Now,
I
my wanted question to get is,
it again. We forgot.
Is it just the sugar in the water or did they add lemon to it? Because they said garnished with a lemon.
I didn't get a lemon. I didn't taste any lemon either, so I doubt it.
So my question is, can we go get this sugar, just mix it in some water, and have the same drink at home?
Probably.
John will let us know. He knows all things food.
Well, that was my drink.
Then we went to the French Quarter Sips, where I got the Pimm's Cup. You think it tasted bland? I think it tasted like what it was supposed to.
Okay, great. So whatever it was supposed to taste like was bland.
It had that, can you look up the menu real quick? I can't remember what's in it. No, there was one ingredient that overpowered everything else. Where was this?
French Quarter Sips. It's pulling up right now. Pim's number, or Pim's.
No, what's no, the one? Mix in?
Ginger ale?
Yeah. Ginger ale is the overpowering flavor that was in that.
And ginger ale doesn't have much flavor. It's like a Sprite.
I
only drink it when I'm sick. Ginger ale.
I mean, it just tastes like ginger ale.
Yeah.
So.
And it had some fruit.
It was supposed to have the orange, strawberry, cucumber, and something else. And I said no cucumber and no some other thing. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong one momentarily there. Fresh cut orange, strawberry, lemon, and cucumbers. So you probably
said
no.
I said no lemon and no cucumber.
Why no lemon?
Because I didn't want a lemon.
Okay. Well, I ate the strawberries. Good strawberries.
I mean, unless it was like muddled in, I didn't really care, which it's not.
The next drink that we got was all the way over at India.
Yes, because after we got the French Quarter one, we were like, let's just walk around and try and find all the booths.
Yeah, because it's the only bad thing about the map, unless there is a map that we're just too dumb to not figure it out, there's no map that has all of it on one.
There is a map.
I know, because we've looked at it before.
It's a screenshotted map. It's not an interactive, like, zoom in, zoom out type of map.
It's not on the app.
No.
Which is what we were using.
It's online.
Yeah.
Moving
on. So, we had to, like, pick one location. Like, okay, where's this one location? And then we're like, let's just walk around and see if we can find them.
Pretty much. Next, we went to India. You got the Jaljeera soda.
Mm-hmm.
Which, so, every time I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see the reels and whatnot. For some reason, I get the reels from, I think it's India that it happens in, where it's like this lady, and she has like all these glasses, and then they like chuck ice in, and then they break all the ice, and then they cut the packets and put seasoning in all of it, and then they like quickly pop off the Sprite mix and make the drink, and it's not this drink, but it's similar. And it was interesting to watch a TM member basically do the same thing that I see on the...
The reel?
The reels. Because she, you know.
The only bad thing is that the person making the drink was also the one...
Taking the orders.
Taking the orders, so the line started forming behind us. I was like,
Yeah, because the way it works is she grabs your cup, she puts some ice in it, she cuts the packet, dumps the seasoning in, takes a bottle of Sprite, dumps the Sprite in, and then she takes a mixing spoon and just, like, stabs the ice. Mixing all the seasoning in.
Yeah, I didn't see what she was doing. All I knew was it was taking a while. I was like, oh boy.
Yeah, she was making our drink. Because that drink should have been pre-mixed.
I don't know if pre-mixing it makes it bad, though.
Oh, wait, it might lose its fizziness. Okay, never mind, don't make it pre-mixed.
Anyway, how it tasted.
Kind of tastes like Mountain Dew.
To you.
To me.
To me, it tasted like a watermelon-flavored Sprite.
I mean, I didn't really like it because, like, every time I drink it, it's just like, I feel like I'm drinking seasoning.
It wasn't bad. It was interesting.
It's like, I would take a sip and all I see are these, all like, the black specks. I'm like, that's pepper. When it's not.
I guess. Like I said, to me, it looked more watermelon-y, so it was, like, green with, like, watermelon seeds.
I guess.
It's... Like I said, not bad. I would drink it again. I wouldn't go out of my way to drink it, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Huh?
We can go get the seasoning. Make it at home.
That requires work to make it.
It's not that much work.
Then we got our first food item.
And what did we get?
We went to China.
Yes.
We decided to pick the worst thing to eat first, apparently. The spicy... You say it.
I found your Jaljeera mix on Amazon.
Pay attention!
Spicy Saskatchewan chicken bites. I thought they were pretty dry.
Yeah, so did I. Especially since we did have some fried air.
We did. The rice
not
was
chicken,
also
fried air.
Dry.
The rice was not good at all.
No. It was a nice palate cleanser to try and get the spiciness out, but it would have been nice if it was, you know, fresh rice.
Yeah, it threw me off with how... Don't do that. That scared me. It threw me off with how spicy it was. Because a lot of times when we eat food at, like, amusement parks and it's, like, spicy, I'm like, ah, so it's flavorful. I don't ever consider it spicy. But I took one of the... Because they're small, so I, like, popped one of the chicken bites in my mouth. I was like,
oh,
ah, this is gonna burn.
And I had four of them.
Congrats, you ate more than I thought you would.
I agree.
I didn't even finish it because it was starting to get like... And we only had the Jaljira... Yeah, soda. Jaljira soda to help with it.
But at this point, we were sitting down in our nice little cubby hole that we're not going to tell you where it is because we want to hide that secret for the rest of our lives. Just kidding. It is...
Even though someone already took it while we were there and then we had to move tables.
Whatever. The one table we like sitting at is, what's that one picture place called? Amazing Photos or whatever. There's, now what's the restaurant that's right there?
Lombard's?
I think it's Lombard's. I don't know. There's a restaurant across the way from Amazing Photos. And then there's all these like metal tables out front underneath like an overhang. And then there's two freestyle machines in there. We sit at the very back left corner if you're looking at the freestyle
right
machines.
Right next to the caricatures.
Yeah, right next to the characters. People photos.
People drawings.
Same thing. And we sit there because, one, it's nice and tucked away. Two, it's you stand up and the freestyle machine is right there.
Mm-hmm.
And three...
It's a hit or miss, though, because it can get, like, wet back there.
Yeah. Three, it's as protected from rain as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, at least.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Drank a lot of water after the soda to help.
But yeah, I would not recommend the chicken bites to anyone
who doesn't like spicy food. Well, I'm not even going to say that. Like spicy food, it was...
For the price, it was a good portion size, but if they stay dry and they don't improve them...
I mean, it's not bad if you like Takis.
I guess.
Think of it like eating chicken Takis. Ish, because Takis are dry.
They, I guess. Anyways, moving on. So we started walking around back towards Men in Black.
Because we're still looking for places.
We walked onto the bridge, expecting there to be a food booth there. There was not.
No.
Walked past Simpsons. Walked past the DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
Walked past E.T.
Well, at this point, we had pulled out the map to be like, what's
nearest?
Where's
the next place? And it's all the way across the street from the crepe stand. Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to think of. So if you know where the crepe stand is, the next booth is Mexico. And it's right where you think it would be. In the building
the
that
big
says
building that's
Mexico.
Labeled Mexico.
Yes. So here we got this is our second food item. We got the quesabirria and the churro loops.
So second and third.
Sure. I thought they were really good. Quesabirria. If you're a tourist and you're listening to us planning your trip and you're thinking, I'll get a Mardi Gras food item for lunch instead of going to a restaurant. Quesabirria is good, but it's not going to fill you up even in the slightest.
No.
It is a taco shell, one of the small little flour tortilla taco shells.
That's about like the size of your hand.
The size of your hand.
I got a big hand. Yes. I think it's smaller than my hand.
Probably. They fill half of it up with meat, fold it in half, grill it. They put like cheese and stuff in it, grill it, do whatever they do to it, and then they cut it in half and serve you those two little portions.
Was a small cup of the broth or something?
Burrito broth.
Yeah.
For $10-ish.
We never looked up the price. I mean, we did when we did the episode, and then we never looked it up again.
Sure. Is it good? Yes. I love it. John recommended where to go to get the same food item that's a lot bigger, a little bit more expensive, but also better. And I completely forgot where he said, and I guarantee you he's going to message us on Twitter telling us exactly where to go.
All I know was not Antojitos.
Watch it be Antojitos.
No, it wasn't, because I remember it threw me off that it wasn't Antojitos, because that's what I was expecting.
Anyways, John's probably going to message us one day, soon, telling us exactly where to go. Churro loops, on the other hand, They're churros. I don't know what else to say.
Made me realize that I probably never actually had a churro.
Which is sad.
I think it's because every other time I went somewhere and people are like, oh, get churros. I was like,
why? Well,
that's like the staple food. Everyone always gets churros. I'm going to be interesting, get something different. And I guess I just never happened to get a churro.
So these were churros. They weren't that warm. The chocolate sauce was good. The other brown sauce that I think might be a caramel sauce.
The dulce de leche. Nope. Look it up.
Dulce de leche.
Yeah.
I think.
That was good. We did get made fun of that day for our pronunciation.
Yes.
But oh well.
Like I said, I will just keep stumbling through it with pride. Anyways, it was good.
I like the brown sauce.
I wouldn't get it again.
Or dip.
You get four little churro loops.
We dunked ours in the sauce too, and we still have, what, more than half of each cup left at the end?
You do get a lot of sauce. Next, we went to Coca-Cola Market Square, where you got the frozen Irish coffee.
It wasn't bad, but it was very strong. I was like, okay, great. Drank some, and then we were walking to whatever place we went to next, and I was trying to slowly drink it.
And you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, although you're like, trying to drink more, or no.
I said just
be done. I had to rush it for some reason. I don't know, maybe just because you didn't want me holding the cup anymore or something, but you're like, okay, try to drink it and then just throw it away. I was like, oh, I gotta chug this drink now. Not fun to chug. It hurts your throat.
Yeah.
But yeah, didn't finish it, but it was interesting. Probably not gonna get it again. I'll probably just stick to a regular frozen coffee.
Smart. Then we went back to India.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to save the closer boosts for when the explorers got there.
Mm-hmm.
At India, we got the butter chicken. You really liked it.
I really, really liked it because I'm not a big chicken person. Like, and I get chicken, I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Because it's normally dry.
Mm-hmm.
Just in all dishes, chicken just tends to be drier. This was super juicy chicken. And I absolutely loved it. The bread it came on, I don't care.
So the thing is, you're supposed to take that bread and eat it all together.
Oh.
That's why I was trying to rip a piece of bread with the
I'm just dumb then.
The chicken.
I probably would have, maybe. I don't know. I think it's just because the way they plated it made me think, oh, you just kind of, whatever.
No. Anyways, we also got the currywurst and pomace. Ponies? Very good.
P-O-M-M-E-S.
Poems. Currywurst and fries. If you don't know what currywurst is, it is sausage in a spicy... No, it's a brat? Sausage. Same thing. In a spicy sauce with french fries.
Theme park spicy.
Theme park spicy. This was actually
chicken bite spicy.
Not that spicy. And french fries with a heaping glob of mayonnaise.
Yes.
Don't know how I feel about the heaping glob of mayonnaise.
I love mayo. I was fine with it.
Yes, you were. I really liked it. It was good. It was the same. It tasted almost the same from last year. Because they had almost the same thing.
I wish there was more currywurst. Less fries. But that's okay.
Yes. There was a lot of fries.
That's not the only thing we got from Germany.
And then I also got the apple strudel.
There you go.
Meh. I didn't care about it. It was not that good. Speaking of apple strudel. I saw a photo or a video from one blogger, and I can't remember who it was. And I think it was from the media night, because they posted in their video a photo of the apple strudel, and it looked nothing like what I had.
Oh.
Theirs looked like a square Pop-Tart type thing, but a little thicker, with like a cherry sauce on top.
Yours was like a triangle.
Mine was, it wasn't a triangle. I saw what she took it from. It was a big log. It was sliced into portions, and all she did was scoop out the next portion and plop it on.
Oh.
So a section of a log, which is kind of what it is supposed to look like. Whenever I went to a German restaurant, that's what it looked like when they served it to me.
Okay. And then in a melted puddle of ice cream.
And then they had a melted puddle of ice cream, which was, I don't think it was ice cream. I think it was some type of sweet cream.
To me, it tasted like a vanilla giant ice cream. Puddle of vanilla
it's supposed
ice cream.
To be, okay, apple strudel is supposed to be served warm with...
Cold ice cream.
Cold ice cream. But this was just a puddle
yeah.
of cream. So it confused me when I saw this lady post a photo of that. And I'm like, that's not what they're serving.
Oh, well.
Because I would have rather had what she had. Because it looked a lot better.
And we went back to the main area of food.
Puerto Rico. You got the Pinchos de Lechon. And then I got the cheese dog. What did you think of your stick of meat?
It was on a skewer.
Yes.
It was actually really good. I was kind of disappointed that I didn't get to finish it. Because it was just unfortunate timing. Because
mm-hmm.
we ordered our food and we were starting to eat it when the Explorer showed up. Which is kind of on us. But I was like, this is super messy. And if I actually enjoy this the way I want to, I'm going to look so bad. Because there's almost no skewer part. Because that's the bad thing about that food. You have to, like, rip it off with either a fork, which I didn't have, or your fingers, or your mouth. And I'm just like, this is so messy. But it was really good. I really liked it. But
that's good.
Yeah.
I had a cheese dog. It was an empanada shell wrapped
hot dog.
And then there was some cheese in it with a cheese dipping sauce. It was good. I mean,
I honestly looked at it like a kid's meal.
It was a kid's meal.
Yeah. I was like, ah.
I like how
Jack.
They also didn't even give it like a fancy name or anything.
No, it was just cheese dog.
Cheese dog. Oh, and then you also got the milk thingy.
The ponche. The grape juice and condensed milk.
I think I deserve a big I told you so.
I had higher hopes for, because
I
looked at the drink, I was like, well, yeah, it looks weird, but it's fine. I mean, so did the Jaljira soda.
Who takes grape juice and milk?
And it's
like,
whatever the third
ingredient
is.
Put them together.
It was too sweet. It just tasted off. Like, not too sweet, but yes, too sweet. Because I've had super sweet food, but a drink shouldn't be that sweet. If that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
It just was like, this is gonna make me not feel good if I drink too much of it. So, yeah. I may have just poured that out later. I tried to drink it.
I told you not to get it. You didn't listen.
Do not be afraid to try new things, and that's what I did.
Anyways, Explorers came, met up with them. They asked us where we wanted to go, and we said Canada, because that was next on our list.
And it was nearby.
Yep. Where we got the fake poutine.
The margarita poutine.
Sure.
You sounded so excited for this in the last episode.
I was. Because I'll make my first ever poutine experience, HHN 31. Where they had the Bloody Campground poutine. Amazing. 10 out of 10. Great. Next year, they had the UAP poutine at Mel's Drive-In. Great. 10 out of 10. Loved it. Okay, that crispy chicken and that whatever else was it. It was good. Okay, I loved it. I wish they kept it. They should have. It should be a year-round item at Mel's. It would spice up their menu and make it just 10 times better, because all that menu is burgers and chicken tenders.
I don't think it would quite work with the theming of Mel's Diner, though.
Why? Why wouldn't it work?
I don't know. It's like burgers and fries and poutine.
Call it something else, then.
Also, speaking of, like, poutine, all the poutines you had and all that, this was my first poutine.
And that's sad. You need more poutine in your life.
And I was disappointed.
Yes, it was. I'm going to say it was just bad. It was french fries, some mystery sauce.
White sauce.
Some mystery white sauce.
Some cheese.
Some cubes of, I thought were tofu, but it turned out to be cheese.
Uh-huh. And skins of tomato.
And skins of the tomato. I really want to know where the rest of that tomato went.
Yeah, it was...
It was not good. It
was
needed
like,
meat.
It felt like... it needed meat. It was like, where's the main dish of this thing? Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even feel like a vegetarian dish. I feel like in a vegetarian dish, they would still have the main thing with these fries.
Mm-hmm.
It needs that... main character energy or whatever, main food. I'm just shush. I've been watching too much TV and whatever.
Yes, you have.
I'm just, it was lacking. I don't see my frantic arm waving.
Oh, and I should say the Explorers did pay for our food from moving forward, which we are very thankful for. They were very nice.
Yes. And I was very moved, and I nearly cried.
Yes, you did.
Because I was very happy. Because that was super nice.
Yes. The cat is asking to be let in.
Make up your own mind, cat.
We should just saw a hole in this door and just install a little cat door.
Yeah, but then Jack would stick his head in it and get stuck.
And probably just try and crawl through. Moving on.
Technically not moving on. We're still staying in place.
Oh, and then you had a scary experience while we were eating this fake poutine.
Well, technically, yes, but not from my point of view.
That is correct.
So we decided to sit down by, like, where the Blues Brothers show plays. Kobe, Holly, and Nick all sat on the sidewalk, like the curb of the sidewalk, while I just sat on the road, very close to the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
But just to kind of make more of an L shape, so we're more facing each other.
Yeah.
So I was facing everyone else. And then I see team members in the show just, like, clearing the road and making people go to the sides. I just assumed.
And there was, like, there was people on the side of the road, too, still in the road, but, you know.
They're just keeping people out of the middle of the road.
Yeah.
We have never actually seen the full show, so I was just like, okay, whatever. I guess they're just making room for the singers who are over there.
I should say, I know the Blues Brothers, I know they drive up. We've seen them, you know, drive around the park before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always, like, going slower than 5 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Like, parade float.
Yeah. And then all I hear is the siren from their cop car blaring, and then I just hear tires squealing. And then they drift around the corner, swerving in the middle of the road, and then slam on the brakes as they get to where they're supposed to be, nearly hitting you.
Like I said, I didn't see any of this. I just see you guys kind of freak out, for especially Holly.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys just freak out. I'm like, I just turn around and I'm like, oh, there's a car. I didn't even realize it was close to me. I was just like, okay. Like, I guess
they weren't
going to
hit
you. Drove in really fast.
They were going fast.
And then it took me a moment and I was like, I'm on the road. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, now it's kind of spooky.
Yes. Anyways, then we went to the Brown Derby hat store where we got a jacket.
That I'm currently wearing.
You are currently wearing. We
thought
it was. Be
careful when getting jackets.
Yes, we thought it was a 2XL because that's what the hanger said. Bought it, left. I went to go put it on because I was getting a little chilly, looked at the tag, and it said 3XL. And I'm like, never mind. Because I didn't feel like wearing a dress.
I like oversized hoodies and stuff, so it works for me.
Yes.
But, yeah.
I ended up buying a different jacket later.
We'll
that
get
I
to
now
it.
Regret.
Oh, it's well, very, maybe it'll get better when we wash it.
It's very itchy on the inside. I should have checked that before I bought it.
Mm. Then we went to the tribute store, because that was further down the road, I think.
Right, went to the tribute store. We thought it was really good.
That's my second favorite tribute store that we've been to.
It was very
my first
well
was
themed.
Jurassic Park.
Yes.
I don't think anything's going to really beat those dinos.
I don't think so.
But, man, I just love the whole bayou thing. Wasn't too much of a fan of the Mardi Gras only merch.
It's a Mardi Gras tribute store.
I'm aware it's a Mardi Gras tribute store. I guess I'm just used
like
to like
Mardi
a variety
Gras
of
in this
stuff.
Mardi Gras tribute store.
I guess I was just disappointed because I was like, oh, I'm not going to be buying any of this.
It's okay. Like you go into a hat store. I don't like hats. Why are you only selling hats?
It was really cool though because they had like big trees and like the shirts are inside the tree. And
yes.
I really, really liked it. And they had like a big bog looking monster. It was a cryptid museum, I think.
Yes.
It was like the theme of the store. It was really cool.
Then we went to Columbia and tried the Columbia burger because everybody keeps raving about it. It was okay.
Yeah. I got a similar burger at Red Robin a couple weeks ago. The Bonsai Burger.
I don't see why people are craving this burger. It's like, it's okay. It's a good burger.
It's a burger.
Yeah.
We're not saying it was a bad burger. Like, it was a good burger. It's just, it wasn't like, woo!
I wouldn't go out of my way to go get this burger.
It wasn't like a special food kind of thing.
No,
like, it's a burger.
It had some special sauce. It had potato sticks. And that's about it. It said it had pineapple. I didn't see any pineapple.
I could maybe it was in like the sauce. Slaw, I think. I think it was like mixed in the slaw.
Maybe
because I could taste it.
Like it was good.
It was like a burger. It was just not to the T. Okay, I guess we're only making it sound bad because we're just kind of bashing it. It was a good burger. It just didn't meet the standard that we were expecting.
Yeah. Anyways, then we hung out for a bit, talked for a while. When I went in black with Kobe and Holly, Kobe got the most points per usual. You got the least.
By majorly. So, no, that was bad English.
Yes, it was.
I lost.
Very bad. So after that, I'm like, what did everybody get? And then Kobe was like, I got 5-something. And then Holly was like, I got 4-something, I think. I also got 4-something.
Then I was and like,
Melody, I got 130.
130.
To be fair, I did cheat to get my score, so.
I cheated too! That's the thing!
I think your gun was just broken.
Yeah, because I was shooting at our exhaust port thing, only because our cart broke down.
Yes.
Because like we said, we don't spin when we have other people in the cart.
Speak to yourself, because sometimes I do it. What?
Know the people you're with, kind of thing. But, because we had like, I think 2 single riders in our cart too.
Oh yeah, we did.
But, yeah, I was shooting at the exhaust port, and I wasn't hitting it. But I also did hit it, like, once. And I was like, I'm not moving my blaster, so...
You gotta, like, it is hard to hit. You gotta, like, finagle it and find the sweet spot.
Yeah, but
and
at
then...
one point, I was also hitting a blank wall, and I somehow scored a point. So...
That happened.
Because I was just holding the trigger down the entire time, and I wasn't really aiming at anything. And it was just like, doo-doo-doo. And I was like, okay. Woo. I mean, we still got the suit ending and the Galactic Defenders or something, but...
Anyways.
Woo.
Then we went over to the tented area by the animal show where Slaughter Cinema food booth was. That's where it is. They clear all of the food-making utensils out of there and put
seats back. And if you're not basing it off of Halloween Horror Nights, it's right next to the big animal signs with the mist sprayers.
Sure. Sat there for a while, talked...
Avoiding rain.
Then John arrived.
We haven't mentioned him once.
Yeah, we did.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we did.
We mentioned him, but we didn't mention he was there until just now.
Oh, yes. John arrived. And
ta-da, we got to hang out with John.
Yes. He criticized my McDonald's pasta eating, which is
fair.
Deserved.
Yeah.
One day we'll all go get McDonald's pasta together, and then I will show you the light.
Yay.
It'll be worth it. Then we went to Mexico again. We sat out because we already ate there. We skipped the duck, the cute, friendly little duck food at the France booth? The crepe stand?
Yeah, it was like a duck crepe.
Yeah. Skip the duck crepe because I'm not a fan of duck.
We also skipped the duck dumpling at China, but I was interested in it, but then I saw the size of that thing and I was like, never mind. It was pretty small.
Yeah. Did anyone get the burrito tacos? Not tacos.
No, I don't think so.
Missing out.
They got the, I wrote it down.
Chiquiles verde nachos.
Basically nachos.
Yeah. Which I think they had it last year and... If it is the same dish, which it looks like to be, I would have been meh. They were good last year, but nothing to rave about.
They enjoyed it.
Sat at La Bamba because me and Kobe were looking for a jacket.
Because, we said, it was starting to rain, and it was just...
It was cloudy and very windy.
Very windy. It kind of got a little chilly to the point where we're wearing, like, t-shirts and shorts. It's like, yeah, it gets kind of chilly.
Yep.
So... We fortunately already had one jacket, but Nick took it from me, and then I got cold, so...
So I had to go buy you a jacket.
Technically, you bought yourself a jacket, because this one was mine.
Yes.
You got an E.T. hoodie. You guys went, like, on a whole adventure for
these.
Yeah,
we went... So first we went to Simpsons, because at the time that was the closest shop.
I thought you went to SpongeBob for a moment, because of the direction you went.
We went to SpongeBob first, that you say that. Kobe got in there way before I did because I was catching up to him. Mm-hmm. He said there was nothing in there, so we ran over to Simpsons. Surprisingly, he didn't get anything in there. And then he dropped off his drink with Holly at La Bamba. And I'm like, let's go try Five and Dime. went into Five and Dime. I found the ET jacket. He said he couldn't find anything, so he was going to go over to the Universe store.
Which threw us off, because I saw you coming back, and we're like, where's Kobe?
Yeah. It's like, did he run away?
We kept making jokes that he went all the way over to Islands.
Mm-hmm. Because it took him a while to get back. He came back with my hoodie, the Jurassic Park one.
Which continued the joke.
Yep.
Because we're like, ah, so you went all over. You went to, like, the Jurassic Outfitters. Got it.
Yep. Then we went to go get more food. Decided not to get beignets because they're beignets. Okay, they're just beignets. I don't think you need to retry them. You didn't really like them last year, and I didn't feel like
retrying
eating a whole bag of beignets by myself again. Then we tried Bites of the Bayou, where I got the baked Cajun mac and cheese, and you got the chicken and sausage gumbo. I thought the mac and cheese was really good.
To me, it just tasted like just some regular mac and cheese with some extra ingredients thrown in.
Well, I liked it.
I think it needed a little more Cajun. Either that or the bites I got just weren't very flavorful. I only had like 2 bites.
Speak for yourself. Your gumbo was too spicy.
I loved my gumbo. It was gumbo and rice. I don't know if gumbo is always served with rice. I don't have it often enough.
Pretty sure.
But it was amazing comfort food to me. It was so good, and I was so happy, very comforted, which I kind of got teased for by John.
Yes.
I was like, almost done. He was like, are you comforted by your food? I was like, But because it is fair. You don't go to a theme park to get comfort food, but I really like
Yes, you do.
Oh, not usually.
Yes.
Whatever.
I guess we have different versions of comfort food then.
But yeah, it was really good. Then.
Oh, and then.
We only had one more thing on our list.
John was just like, oh, do you have any other place to go to? And we're like, oh, Italy. We need to try the.
Well, technically, this was even before we went to Bites of the Bayou. It was like, oh, what do you have left on your list?
Oh, right.
We're like, oh, there's Italy.
And Bites of the Bayou.
We didn't even say Bites of the Bayou yet. We're like, Italy, because I'm scrolling through the list. And he's like, let me stop it right there.
Let me stop you. He's like, do you like Louis's meatballs? I'm like, they're okay. He's like, do you like Louis's pizza sauce? And I'm like, it's okay. He's like, that's what that is. He's like, I wouldn't recommend it. And I'm like, noted.
Let's go anyway. Well, we were like that after getting the bite.
No, and then I said, oh, we also have Bites of the Bayou. He's like, that's a better idea. Mm-hmm. And he said the mac and cheese was really good. So we got the mac and cheese.
Yes.
And then Holly's just like, well, and then after we ate the mac and cheese, Holly's like, oh, we got one more thing to do. We got to go to Italy. And then that's when John told us it's inside of Louis. Like, there's no sign. There was a sign for it, apparently, when
he first went. Yeah.
For media preview, I think.
Because we were talking about how we didn't see it.
Yeah. And then I said, oh, I didn't see a sign. And then Holly's like, well, we need to go. So we went, didn't see a sign outside. And he's like, yeah, it was right here.
Oh.
And then he said, there's even one over there. And I'm like, well, there's not there now.
Nope.
And we go inside.
The only sign is if you go into Louis and it's up on the menu screen.
Yeah. So we go into Louis and the line is like, I guarantee at least an hour long. And I'm like, I'm not doing
that. In total, right? Like, in order to order and then get your food would probably have taken an hour?
I don't know, I'm guessing.
I'm just basing it off your whole cheese fry.
Yeah, I'm basing it off the pizza fry because that was about the same size of line and I waited an hour for those stupid pizza fries on UAP night. Which was not worth it. So, we were like, yeah, we're not doing that. At least we tried. Left. Yeah.
And then we just kind of stood, talked for a little bit.
Talked for like 15 more minutes, and then we're like, well, we gotta go.
Yeah, it was nearing 6:30.
Because that's when we had to leave to get home by 8, which was a mistake, because
kids' bedtime.
It ended up being 8:30 when we got home.
8.
Same thing.
At least we were accounting for that.
I wasn't.
Yeah, we hit some really bad traffic on the way home.
I was hoping there was going to be a miracle, and the time that Apple Maps said would be the time that I actually got home. And it was not the case.
Well, I mean, I got us home 5 minutes faster. So it was 8:25 and got home at 8:20. So, whoo!
Good for you.
But yeah, that was our day at Universal with the Mardi Gras food, the Explorers, and John. Great.
Yep. We're at 1 hour and 3 minutes.
Ah, we extended it by 20 minutes, though.
23, actually.
Mm.
24 now.
But you guys don't get dead, completely messy.
I mean, we could just post this raw and just say, there you go. Fix the audio.
Last night, it was like we went through all the food and what we thought of it. Still in, like, the alphabetical order, because that's how we had it in the notes. And then we tried to go into the timeline of what we did that day, and
no,
it just kept...
No, we didn't.
We
You were going to, and they said, oh, it's going to be too difficult, and we just gave up after the first try.
Yeah. So then this morning, I wrote a full-out timeline of what we did, and much better. So good job, us.
You're welcome.
We got a broken freezer. Scary.
Yes, we do. We should probably just get a new fridge, because that one's going out.
There's like a metal bar or something that bent, so every time you open the door, it goes like, kink, 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 kink.
Yep. And now the refrigerator side is also starting to do it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't noticed that.
It's not as bad, but it's happening. Anyways.
You guys don't want to hear about our fridge troubles. We're not distractible.
No, we're not. There will be no broken bushes, broken water, pipes. If you don't know what we're talking about, go watch Bob's Fridge Part 1.
It's just Bob's Fridge.
It's near the bottom.
One of their first episodes.
I highly recommend listening to that episode. It is really good.
Anyway.
We just gave millions of listeners podcast a plug. You're welcome, Mark. You'll never hear this.
Yes, we're giving the plug. You're welcome, Distractable. We're totally sending more viewers to you.
Who knows? They might get one viewer. You never know. It's possible.
They don't need our help.
If somehow this gets back to Mark, please DM us. We want to collab. Imagine we get a Riverside invite from them. We could be their second guests.
No.
That'd be fun. That'd be a crossover of the century.
I would die.
One of the biggest podcasts.
Either of embarrassment or happiness. I'm not entirely sure, but I would die.
One of the smaller podcasts.
Okay. We end. Goodbye.
I don't want to say goodbye yet. What else can I talk about? We need new Wi-Fi.
You did this last night.
I did, and I'm doing it again. We need new Wi-Fi.
We do need new Wi-Fi. The TV's, like, gone on and off.
I think I'm going to look into that tonight. Get a new Wi-Fi package. Get some of that 5 gigabyte speed internet. Costs a couple $100 a month. Fancy Wi-Fi. Do you have any other small talk?
You know how sleep can just kind of randomly hit you out of nowhere?
Let me guess, you're tired now?
Yeah, I just...
So I just splashed my
nowhere,
tea on you?
I was just like, I can sleep now.
I could throw my tea at you.
I'll catch and drink it. Gimme, gimme.
I could chuck my tea at you.
Never mind. Then you're gonna get the couch all wet.
Anyways, good night.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, yeah, just goodbye.
Yeah, well, it's good night for us. Good morning for you. If you listen to this in the morning. All right, I'm done.